Hey, podcasters. Welcome to Room 107.
Welcome, and have we got a surprise for you?
Yeah, as we start this episode, we want to tell you a new product we're putting out on the line.
And we want you to be the first to try it.
The first to try it. 107, we've been on many things, but we're getting into the food industry.
Yes, we are.
With 107, Owl Jerky.
Owl Jerky.
Not Owl Jerky, Owl Jerky.
O-W-L.
Jerky. 107.
Exactly.
Comes in three different flavors.
Teriyaki.
Pepper Jack.
And Screeching Owl. Because it's spicy.
Boom! That's a spicy owl.
Spicy owl.
Variety of textures.
We got lumpy.
We got strainy.
We got smooth.
Stop by and get your jerky today.
If you would like two bags for $37.99, you can call 1-800-OWL-JERK.
Or go to our website at 107jerkowls.org.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your owl jerky.
Yes, if you've ever thought, I've never eaten an owl, try it now with 107 Owl Jerk.
For $37.99.
Owl Jerky.
Owl Jerky.
It's made of owls.
$37.99.
Hey, welcome.
Hi.
Excuse me for the next little bit.
Dylan is going to drink an entire pot.
Excuse me.
An entire pot of tea by himself because we decided that we don't actually like this tea and Dylan doesn't want to waste it. Which also means that we'll probably have to stop for a bathroom break here in about 15 minutes because Dylan's drinking an entire pot of tea to himself.
If you close your eyes, it kind of tastes like hot apple cider.
I think there's apple in this. I think that's one of the ingredients. Actually, I think that's what all, like, the white chunks are.
This is cup four.
How much is left of this? Oh, we're almost at the bottom.
Woo! I'm cutting it with water. One, because it's too hard to chug hot tea. It also pulls down the flavor a little bit. The problem with this tea is it's a very strong, I don't even know, like, it's a weird flavor. I can't even, it's like the end of an apple cider. It's like the citrusy, like, strong.
Well, two of its big flavors are orange peel and rhubarb.
Excuse me.
And you can smell the rhubarb a lot, you can taste it a little bit.
I don't know if I like rhubarb.
I don't know either.
This one has all the flower petals in it. This is the last one.
Yeah.
Cheers. Woo!
This is hot. I'm
gonna let that cool. Alright, thanks, 107. I'm gonna put you on pause while we get another teapot going. Wow. We decided on basic Earl Grey tea.
And chips.
Wow, that's a classic dinner. Tea and chips. We pretend it's surprise, I guess, if you want to be English. Sam, tell me about your mug.
Let me chew my chips.
Who?
My mug was actually not a mug at all tonight.
Ooh.
It is a Japanese style?
I don't know.
It's a teacup.
Don't be racist.
It's a teacup, but it's not like a regular British people teacup. It's no handle, it's kind of tall, and narrow.
It's like a big shot glass.
That is exactly what it's like.
Yep, you can put your whole hand around it.
It's nice and warm.
Yeah, almost too warm. Yeah. Well, that was an odd start to a podcast. We already made a little break. Mm-hmm. I did use the bathroom.
He did. This is true.
It's a lot of water.
Lots and lots of liquid.
Hey!
What's up?
What are we doing in this episode?
We're podcasting, Dylan.
We didn't do anything.
Zero planning. I think, since I've been a guest once and an actual cast member one other time, our audience should get to know me.
Okay. I feel like I've asked you all these.
Only the blue ones.
All right. What's the dating show?
The dating show?
Yeah, where they ask the suitors questions.
Are you talking about The Bachelor?
No, old style. Like, they're behind a curtain. What's that called?
I don't know. You're the game show person.
It's that one.
That one.
No, I'm the person.
You're the person.
Trying to decide on a new host. Can you fracture your personality into three people behind three doors?
Probably.
All right. My first question is for suitor number one.
Hello.
Do you have a favorite number?
Three.
Why?
Because it's one more than two.
I don't know if I want to date this person. So I'll ask suitor number one.
Hello again.
When you were a kid, did you have posters on your wall?
Absolutely not. I was never a child. I've been a man my whole life.
Suitor number two, same question.
I only listen to pop punk. Is that what you want here? Pop punk posters?
You have posters on your wall.
Yeah, they were pop punk posters.
What bands?
There was The Used.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, then I don't think we should date.
Suitor number three.
Hi.
If you could marry a fictional character, who would it be?
Bugs Bunny.
Why?
Because he's funny.
Is that what you look for in a relationship?
Absolutely.
What about a partnership?
I like friends.
I don't want to talk to suitor number one anymore.
Well, that's rude.
Suitor number two. Do you have a signature move or quirk that people notice or comment on?
Well, I often get compliments on my beard. And also that I'm too loud.
This is confusing. For me. And there's not even, like, a door or a curtain or anything.
Nope. It's just us making awkward eye contact while you ask me questions and I have to pick a new personality to answer with.
I like Would You Rather. Do you like Would You Rather?
I'm not a huge fan of it, no.
Yeah. Goodbye.
It was just one of the new decks.
Yeah.
I don't know what the white deck was.
We're using pod decks.
Yeah, pod decks.
The thing that we're sponsored by.
Pod decks.
Pod decks. Hey, Sam.
Yep.
Let's actually get to know you as a... Ooh, that was weird. Our feet touched.
Oh, also, we did get a new tablecloth.
Stop!
No, I want to talk about the tablecloth. Noah's fiance gave it to us. We've already spilled...
Who's that?
That's Bethany.
Huh?
Bethany.
Who?
Bethany. We've spilt tea on it probably at least six times.
If Noah's fiance's giving us a tablecloth, where's Noah?
Not here! What are you doing, Dylan?
Where's Noah?
Not here, Dylan. He's far, far away in other lands.
Noah. I miss that kid.
I also miss him. We saw him Sunday. Was it Sunday?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't understand the passing of time. It's really quiet. There it goes.
Yeah. Is he going to answer us, though?
No.
Probably not.
Absolutely not. Well, at 11 o'clock, the boy's in bed.
He doesn't have anything to study for tomorrow, so I guess so.
I don't have anything to study for, I guess. Well, he, does his thing.
Yep. And he ignored us.
It's fine. He was only active on Messenger 22 hours ago. So
oh, jeez.
The boy's off the grid. Sam, I have a problem.
What's your problem, bud?
I've been trying to get into working out.
How's that going?
Well, everything's fine.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good.
Except it's cold outside.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to go outside.
Reasonably so.
And the gym at the school is great.
Is it?
Yes. Mike Morris has made a wonderful thing out of that gym.
Good. I'm glad. I haven't made it there yet.
But the treadmill, it's a little tricky to use.
Tricky how?
You have to run on it. Like, it moves. Like, yeah, the treadmill itself doesn't move.
Yeah, it's a treadmill.
So do I, or do I not, shave my face before camp? Because...
And welcome, Evan!
Oh, hi.
Hey, buddy!
Hi. Bye.
Bye. Shave your face before.
Shave your face before camp.
And that was Embarrassing Questions with Evan.
Wow. This is what we get for recording our podcast right next to the door.
To be fair, he didn't know we were going to record tonight.
That's, hindsight 2020. Yeah. Anyways.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you?
Yes.
You guys, tell them I say hi.
Evan says hi.
And Noah says what's up.
Is Noah in there?
No.
Not sadly.
He is not here to hug.
Do we
sorry.
Call him back, or do we continue with this bit that I fell down on the treadmill and have burns all over my body?
I would like to talk to Noah.
Yeah, we'll talk.
I want to talk to him too.
We'll talk to this. Wait, is it going? Is it going? Is it going?
Can I talk to Noah?
Maybe.
If he answers us, yes.
I'm recording.
What were you going to say to him? Noah!
What?
Where are you?
In bed.
What are you wearing?
What?
Bethany gave us a tablecloth. We were just, Sam said, hey, Bethany gave us tablecloth. I'm like, if you're talking about Bethany, Noah's fiance, where's Noah? And so I wanted to know where you were at.
I'm in bed.
Hi, Noah. Evan's here, too.
Yeah. We have a problem. We're recording the podcast next to the door at our table, and sometimes people just walk in.
I'm the only one who knows the code.
And you still don't knock.
Alright, Noah. Good to know that you're in bed.
Bye, Noah.
Have a good night's sleep.
We love you, buddy.
Alright, bye recording.
Bye, Evan.
Wow.
Shave your face.
Hey, I love you recording.
That's Evan. Maybe you'll meet him later. I don't know anymore.
He got his time on the podcast. He's not allowed to.
Anyways, yeah. So I fell. On the treadmill.
How did you fall?
It moves!
It's supposed to move!
Yeah. But, like, fast?
If that's the setting you put it on.
Anyway, so I fell.
Okay.
But the treadmill was up against a wall.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of falling off the treadmill, I was wedged between the wall and the treadmill itself. And I think I have, like, third-degree burns.
Oh, interesting.
Over half my body.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm a first aid certified.
Yeah, you worked at a camp or something.
Yeah. They, like, want you to know how to take care of kids if they get hurt.
If they fall down on the treadmill.
I don't really know why, but I did it, so. Right. Have you done anything with your burns yet?
No, it just happened.
Alright, well, first...
Like, as we're talking to Noah.
Oh, dang. Maybe we should start by running you under some cold water. But we don't have any, so I can use tea.
No. Running's how I fell down.
Alright. The water's gonna run over you. But we don't have cold water, so I'm going to use hot tea. Does that work?
You're the expert.
Of course it's going to work. Let me just close your eyes.
I think tea leaves...
Close your eyes!
My eyes are closed.
Good.
My mouth's open.
How's the tea taste?
Dark.
Good. Actually, tea is especially good because...
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
Tea leaves have healing properties.
Antioxidants.
Yeah, that's the word. So now, we need to bandage you up. Because you're all healed. You just have
now
to bandage it up.
This is what
I
look like.
You're all healed now. Now we just have to bandage you up. So I need you to stand up. Right. Now hold this bandage right here on your chest.
On my chest.
On your chest. And now just spin. No, Dylan, the other way. Spin the other way. Thank you. Okay.
Now
keep
I'm
spinning.
Unwrapping.
Keep spinning. Keep wrapping. Damn. Keep wrapping.
Does this look infected to you?
I'm not worried about infection. If you're not worried about infection.
Awesome.
Cool. Keep spinning. Alright. You're all wrapped up.
How can I prevent this?
Don't put the treadmill
so
next to us.
This is the worst episode we've ever recorded.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly.
In summary, Don't put the treadmill close to the wall that you might fall off and get trapped. Don't tie your shoes in a way that you'll trip on them. Go at a speed you can handle. Use the little clippy thing. Don't stop while the treadmill's moving. And that's about it.
Glorious.
I don't know. I was just trying to fill time. That was such a bad segment. We did so good. We did so good. Last week. Dang it. It's because we're not doing it at midnight on a Sunday.
We're doing it at 11 on a Thursday.
Yeah, it's midweek. We're not ready for this. So, anything cool happen? Reddit's taking down the stock market.
Dude, I'm here for it.
Robinhood said, you can't do that anymore.
Robinhood's lame then.
Yeah, like, they're like, eh, you can't trade that stuff anymore.
Their name is Robinhood. Steal from the rich. Come on, change your name.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Don't look at my internet search history.
Don't have weird things.
You might not know who Claudia Conway is.
I have no idea who Claudia Conway
is. She's the lady that, she was Trump's...
Wait, is this the one who posted the pictures of her daughter?
Yeah, oh. Sadly. It's a sad situation.
Gross.
Sam, fill some time. Be personable.
You think I'm personable?
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to think I was personable, and then, like, 2 years ago, I just decided that I hated human interaction. That's why I like podcasts. I don't actually have to talk to anyone, except for maybe one or two people.
Oh boy, do I have something for you.
Do you really?
This just in. Axe Body Spray has released a new undetectable scent for shy 8th grade boys who don't want to be noticed.
Oh, this sounds perfect for me. I am a shy 8th grade boy at my heart.
Middle school can be a tough time for kids, especially ones that are trying to find their inner confidence. But one popular grooming product company just unveiled an awesome new solution for kids who just want to be left alone as they struggle to come into their own. Axe Body Spray has released a new, undetectable scent for shy 8th grade boys who don't want to be noticed.
So, with it being undetectable, does that mean it's just wetness? Or does it, like, hide your scent still?
Axe has announced this new body spray called Silence that has no scent whatsoever.
Huh.
Allowing awkward, bookish preteens to participate in the formative experience of spraying themselves down with body spray after gym class without having to worry about a strong fragrance drawing the attention of to them or their mustaches.
Because every 8th grade boy has a mustache.
Yeah. Little one.
Little peach fuzz.
Little boy mustache.
Yeah. Evan, the 6th grader, just came in and asked if he should shave, so...
I was trying to figure out how to shave it.
He wanted to know if he had to shave his peach fuzz. So, Evan, if you're listening, I love you.
It's a tap water-based formula, specially designed to go entirely undetected by judgmental peers.
I have lived some places where the tap water has a smell. A very smelly smell. So is it really undetectable?
The body spray seems like the ideal solution for boys who won't raise their arms in class even when they know the answer because they don't want anyone to see the sweat stains on their armpits. And would much rather just sit alone in the back of the room drawing pictures of various monsters from Spirited Away. I haven't seen that movie. Well, that's the only one I have
seen. I feel very attacked by that statement.
If you're a 12 or 13-year-old boy with floppy hair who wears Converse with handwritten song lyrics on them, express your feelings so you don't have to, then this body spray is for you.
Okay, but I'm not 12 or 13. I'm 22 and I'm in college, and that's just me. I'm really not okay with being called out by this... by this new axe fragrance. They don't know me, Dylan. Why do they keep acting like they know me?
Hey, man. In summary, this is going to be a total game changer for 8th graders and 22-year-olds alike.
I love that.
Especially, like, this is for the people who just need a little bit, you know, a little bit of that more invisibility when the teacher's like, let's hear from someone who doesn't speak in my class. I'm going to call on you, Sam. Middle school would have been so much easier if Axe had released these when I was a preteen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good job, Axe.
Hey, man. We're helping the young, though. We're helping the young.
The other day on Twitter, I heard that Dwayne Johnson died.
What?
Yeah, like, what?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well,
like, he died.
I guess he's just rubble now.
But you know what's really bad about Twitter? It's not a real news source.
That's true. That is true.
That people can just post whatever they want.
But also, no one's ever lied to me on Twitter.
Oh. Don't read my tweets.
Okay.
Dylan, all your tweets say.
We see who the sinner in the house is tonight.
But anyways, I wanted to, take the rumor. Dwayne is not dead.
Cool.
But sometimes, we think people are not dead, but they actually are.
Oh, interesting.
And so, I'm going to tell you a couple people that you correctly thought were dead. You were correct in that one.
Cool. I really think a lot of people are dead.
Number one, Napoleon.
Dynamite?
No.
Oh,
Bonaparte.
Okay.
He's absolutely dead. He's dead.
That's the French dude?
Yeah, and you don't have to know much about him. You just have to know, he was... he's in the history books, he's long, he's French, he's short, he's dead, and that's his legacy.
Oh.
In that order. He was French, then he was short, then he was dead.
You know, that sounds pretty similar to what my legacy is going to be one day. He was American.
Oh, American.
He was short, now he's dead. That's what my obituary is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Another one, Prince. Prince died.
Prince is dead?
Yes. Well, you knew he was dead, and I'm telling you, you're right.
No, I didn't know Prince was dead.
Oh, he's dead. Yeah, he's dead, man.
Wow.
Sad thing?
Yeah.
No matter how many upbeat and catchy songs there are, there's no denying the reality that man is no longer capable of breathing or performing in any other biological functions. There's a time not that long ago when everyone seemed so fine, and Prince was still alive, but using various context clues, you have cleanly, you might not have.
No,
but most of the population is keenly determined that Prince is no longer alive.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah.
Who else is dead, Dylan?
Did you know Babe Ruth was dead?
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
I'm gonna confirm that for you.
I love that. Babe Ruth is dead.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the greatest sluggers of all time, but he's also one of the deadest sluggers of all time.
Interesting.
And you don't even have to know baseball to know this. You can feel confident saying, Babe Ruth is dead. You could post that on Twitter and get a little verified checkmark. Yeah, this is true by Snopes. You can say it to friends on the street. All existing data supports this claim.
Like, besides him being dead, the only other knowledge that I know about him is from the Sandlot.
You know how I know he's dead?
How?
Well, I googled Babe Ruth funeral and I saw, you could see pictures of his corpse.
Oh, dang.
Yeah,
that's super dope.
The man's dead. Dead as a doornail.
I love that.
Good on you for having enough perspective to recognize this.
Yeah. I pay attention only sometimes.
Well, that was our news. That was the news segment. Short-lived.
Very short-lived. I wouldn't say we're good news anchors.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. If you are a news anchor and you're looking for someone to help you, Do not ask Dylan and I. We're not very good. We're funny people. Hilarious guys. Not good news anchors. But then again, most news anchors aren't good news anchors.
News anchors are a dying breed.
Oh, definitely. So if you want new, funnier ones, not good ones, but funnier ones.
Keep coming back to 107 News.
Yes, we got you here.
News segment. All right, Sam. Let's get a little creative. Let's tell a little story. I think that's what people come here for. Come here to cry. Come here to laugh.
I do both of those things every night.
Every night.
Every night.
I need to tell you, do you want to do Bird, Super Mario, Donald Duck, or Hamilton?
Let's do Hamilton.
All right. Sam?
All right.
You are Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Ah.
Can you avoid...
My favorite long-haired man.
Can you avoid blowing all your Hamilton money at the mall?
Probably not.
Let's find out.
Spending money gives me serotonin, Dylan.
All right. Sam?
I'm Lin.
Not yet.
Oh.
I have placed my hand on your head. I have took out Sam's conscience. And drink that tea. That is effing of Lin. Can you give us a good... Eliza! Eliza! Yes, thank you. You are now the acclaimed playwright and actor Lin-Manuel Miranda. Your musical Hamilton has won 20 Tony Awards, including...
Don't forget In the Heights!
Including Best Musical, plus the Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album, and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. You're lying.
Yes, I wrote Hamilton. I am Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It seems like Hamilton... It seems like it's doing pretty well financially. The theater is always sold out, and you're pretty sure you're getting a percentage of ticket sales.
Of course, you're getting
money to your bank. You're not really sure how much money you have in your bank account at this point. It's been years since you bothered to check the balance. You gave your bank info to a Hamilton HR person, and they set up an auto-paid thingy for when the show first opened. However, years of Hamilton performing sold out to rave reviews. You assume you've probably earned enough money to afford a trip to the mall. Still, it's better be safe than sorry. You check with a financial advisor to make sure the mall's within your budget.
What is the mall?
Ho ho ho. The mall is a gleaming place of commerce, a paradise where dozens of stores coexist in an ultimate shopping experience. You've never been to the mall. But you've heard that anything can be bought there. Since you were a little boy growing up in Manhattan, years before you wrote and starred in the first Tony-winning 2008 musical In the Heights, you dreamt of one day visiting the mall and going on a shopping spree. Apparently, there's even a court filled with food if you get hungry while you shop. The mall apparently can be pretty expensive, though, which is why you haven't tried visiting. It's why you've stowed away. But now... You've stowed away a little nest egg by having the most popular musical in the world.
It's actually an opera.
It's taken decades of hard work to become internationally renowned Broadway star. But now, perhaps, finally, you can afford a trip to the mall.
A trip to the mall! I want to go to Hot Topic and Lids.
This is actually the...
No, my song's better. I'm Lin. My song was better.
Fine. The mall, a place where you can buy it all. All my life, I dreamt of shopping there. The building that has stores everywhere. Now at last is my chance to visit the mall, a place to buy anything at all, even things like pants.
My song was definitely better.
You heard the nearest financial advisor. What? You heard the nearest financial aid advisor you can find, an accountant that owns a tax preparation corp called Taxes Done Quick near Times Square, which is between a Dunkin' Donuts and a CVS pharmacy. The count recognizes you when you walk in. They're like, wow, you're Lin-Manuel. Well, Miranda, what are you doing here?
I need to review my finances and plan my budget.
Well, okay, I usually just file taxes for normal people that aren't fabulously wealthy Tony Award winners. But sure, I'm happy to give it a shot. The accountant whips out a calculator and starts trying to piece together a puzzle of pay stubs, royalty checks, and MacArthur genius grants you've presented him with. It'll take a little while. Can I offer you a cup of sparkling water while you wait?
Sparkling water is something you can drink from a cup. Slurp it up. Drinking water with bubbles. Ease your troubles. Thanks to H2O and carbon dioxide, your tongue embarks on a refreshing ride.
You rap about sparkling water, the accountant blinks, and then fills a cup of sparkling water and slides it across the desk.
Now you might be wondering, what the hell? What's this water stuff? Is it solid or is it gel? Neither one, son. It's a liquid state of matter, has no calories, and it can't make you fatter. Now let me opine about our friend CO2, a gaseous sensation of odorless carbonation, infiltrating your hydration like a ninja thirst assassination. Two oxygen atoms bonded together with carbonates the go-to when your thirst is the worst, so it's frustration, and now you need a fizzy drink to rectify the situation. Wait a second, I hear you. Lin-Manuel, what goes in my glass? Is it a liquid or a gas? You mentioned both in turn. Do I have to choose one together? They sound like a blast. I hate the spur of water or tell carbon dioxide I pass. Doom of a drink to mediocrity before it has even begun. A golden age of refreshment on the kingdom of my tongue. The good news for your drink, if you don't have to elect between water, the liquid, and carbon dioxide, the mist. Because when you select seltzer, you choose to connect bubbles with fluids concocting effervesces, and it's hard to resist, so fill the gas to the brim, let it foam up with sparkling water, something you can drink from a cup!
The accountant stares at you for a couple seconds, then after an awkward silence gives you a polite clap of applause. You take a small sip of sparkling water. You put the glass back down on the desk.
But who is responsible for this miraculous mixture? Who created sparkling water, the liquid delight? This tantalizing triumph of tingling moisture, letting me comfort my parched throat until it feels kosher by guzzling club soda all day and all night. We gotta rewind back to the distant year of 1767 when a scientist by the name of Joseph Priestley, thank heaven, decided to investigate the nature of carbonation and stumbled upon a technique with revolutionary application, the secret of affixing air to water to make it drink bubbly, bringing seltzer to the public of the English nation. An Enlightenment scholar and natural philosopher, a seeker of truth who found the secret of putting fizz in a beaker, Dr. Priestley could have built a business empire. Selling seltzer to the bidder who bid highest, but he can't conspire to make a profit off his refreshing invention, and we felt no need to be greedy, so decided to author a pamphlet with directions to replicate his creation so anyone can produce the sizzling refresher. So raise your seltzer to the sky, time for a toast. We have to praise the inventor for being the progenitor of a beverage that's so delicious to the utmost. I'm talking, of course, about sparkling water, the magnificent liquid. I like the sup. It's something you can drink from a cup.
While you were rapping about sparkling water, the accountant finished reviewing your documents. He waits several seconds to make sure you're done before beginning to speak. Lin-Manuel Miranda, after examining your finances, I calculated, you have a net worth of $100 million.
Is that enough money to afford a trip to the mall?
The accountant stares at you for a long moment before responding. Yes.
Great, I'm off to the mall. Thanks, bye.
You toss $10 million to the accountant for his services and head over to the mall. Minus the payment to the account, your net worth is now $90 million. Hopefully that's enough to buy some nice shirts at the mall, and maybe grab a sandwich for lunch.
At last, the mall, a place where you can buy it all. The road to get here was long, which is why I sing this heartfelt song. I want to buy nice shirts with collars, yes, I'm ready at the mall. I'm about to enter the mall, I have $90 million.
The mall is beautiful, beyond your wildest imagination. Rows of gleaming stores beckon invitingly, offering you to any product your heart desires. Then you hear it, the sound of jubilant shrieking and stamping feet. It's a familiar noise you know and fear.
Oh no, not now. Not when my mall dream's about to come true.
You've been spotted by the millions of Hamilton fans. They crowd around you in a frantic melee, grasping arms and adoring gazes. Wow, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda!
Ah!
We love Hamilton, and to a lesser extent, we also love you for your other work, such as In the Heights,
woo!
Screams another. By casting minority actors to portray the Founding Fathers, Hamilton is Riley Clever's subversion of the white patriarchal power structure that establishes America, examining the paradoxical moral duality of historical figures such as George Washington, who are hailed as champions of freedom despite their guilt for partaking in the national origin of sin of slavery? Screams another fan. You also wrote the songs of Moana! Another fan screams helpfully. This isn't good. These fans are extremely appreciative of your music, and they'll never let you go alone to shop in peace. You'll have to find a way to losing them. Maybe you can pick up a disguise at one of the stores so you can shop incognito. Hot Topic is a large empty room containing only a somber man dressed up as a skeleton. Hello! Welcome to Hot Topic, the store that sells a Jack Skellington costume. The Hot Topic cashier says glum.
Hello, welcome to Hot Topic, the store that sells a Jack Skellington costume. The Hot Topic cashier says glumly, would you like to buy our Jack Skellington costume? He's like the main guy from The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a movie that came out in 1993. I am wearing the costume, but you can still buy it.
You only have one costume for sale? Jack Skellington was the boss of Halloween Town. Despite his skeletal grin, he still bore a frown. He had a hole in his heart that fright couldn't fill until he learned about Christmas and got a thrill. The Pumpkin King of Halloween caused the scene, kidnapping Santa so he could reign supreme over Yuletide joy by making creepy toys with the gifts that were too scary for all the girls and boys. So Jack Skellington fought a bug-filled sack, and he saved Santa Claus to bring real Christmas back. Jolly Saint Nick put the Holidator rights so people could preparedly celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
Huh? As the Hot Topic cashier. Is that the plot to Nightmare Before Christmas? I haven't seen it. Anyway, do you want to buy our one costume?
You only have one costume?
Unfortunately, yeah. We're down to our last Jack Skellington costume. The Hot Topic cashier says, long ago, Hot Topic was rich with Jack Skellington costumes. Shelf after shelf of Jack Skellington costumes filled the store, and hundreds of people came every day to buy their Jack Skellington costumes. In the golden age of the mall, Hot Topic was known as the store that sells many Jack Skellington costumes. TM.
What happened?
People don't come to the mall anymore to buy their Jack Skellington costumes, mourns the Hot Topic cashier. They just buy Jack Skellington costumes online from the comfort of their own home without having to put on a pair of Jack Skellington pants to leave the house.
That's horrible. Allow me to help Hot Topic out by buying your Jack Skellington costume.
You toss the Hot Topic cashier $20 million. He strips naked and hands you the Jack Skellington costume. His frown is now replaced by a grateful smile. Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Wow, the retail for this costume was $34.95, so it's really nice of you to give Hot Topic $20 million for it. You put on the heavily used Jack Skellington costume. It smells like old sweat and bad deodorant, but it'll keep you from being recognized by your fans. You take your remaining $70 million and shop elsewhere. You run into the crowd of Hamilton fans when you leave Hot Topic. Excuse us, Mr. Skellington. Do you know what happened? Or which way Lin-Manuel Miranda went? One shouts inquisitively at you. Good, it seems like the costume has them fooled.
Last I saw Lin-Manuel Miranda, he had just been picked up by a very large bird, and as it ate him, he was singing a song that goes like this. I'm Lin-Manuel, the composer of Hamilton. A very large bird has me grasped in a talon. It's eating me as we speak. I'm sliding down its beak. Now I'm stuck in a navy and forever gone. I'm not dressed up like Jack Skellington.
We've got to rescue Lin-Manuel Miranda from that bird's stomach so we can continue to scream nice things at him, shouts one of your fans. They begin feverishly roaming around the mall in search for a fictional bird that supposedly swallowed you. Now you're free to roam the mall in peace. But what store will you visit next? A huge line of people wearing wizard costumes are camped outside the entrance to the Borders bookstore.
Excuse me, what's going on here?
Salutations, friend. I am Harry Potter, one of the wizard cosplayers waiting outside Borders. We are online for the DVD release of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Didn't the DVD of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 come out in 2011?
Hello, I'm Ron Weasley, says another wizard cosplayer. Yes, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 was released on DVD in November 11, 2011, but Borders went out of business on September 11th of 2011, 2 months before the DVD came out, so we never got to buy it. The Ron Weasley cosplayer sighs forlornly. We've been waiting online ever since, hoping that Borders reopen someday so we can buy the DVD of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Hold on! If Borders has been closed since 2011, why haven't you just gone somewhere else to buy Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 on DVD?
Hello, we are Hermione Granger, Albus Dumbledore, and Draco Malfoy, said three more wizards. We can't leave to buy the DVD elsewhere, because then we'll give up our place in line, just in case Borders ever reopens. You look through the window into Borders. Borders is out of business. You stare through the windows of the tragically empty shelves of the store, where once books and coffee coexisted in beautiful harmony. You can't help but sing a mournful dredge of Borders.
Farewell, Borders. C'est la vie. I never had the chance to view your books and coffee. Borders bookstore so long. Au revoir. Now I cannot buy books and coffee in the same store. It's sad that Borders has to die. Goodbye forever, bookseller I adore. Farewell, Borders, mercy record. You've flown up to heaven in the sky, so angels can buy books and coffee in you. Borders bookstore, au revoir, and goodbye.
Wiping tears from your eyes, you stride away from the dead husks of Borders to explore the rest of the mall. You have $70 million to spend, and you're a grown-up, so you can keep track of how much money you've left from now on. Gotta do it in your head.
Big brain.
Shop wherever you want, and just remember how much you're spending. You can do a simple arithmetic, right? When you're out of money, click the I'm broke in order to fail. This is on the honor system. Maybe you'll find a way to reopen Borders Bookstore while you're at the mall. Or maybe not. You don't have to. It's a goal. If you feel like having a goal, you're Lin-Manuel Miranda. Do whatever the hell you want. you encounter Paul Blart, mall cop, standing on a Segway. Paul Blart glumly surveys the mall from his perch on the mechanized scooter. It's your line.
Wow! It's Paul Blart, mall cop!
I'm not really Paul Blart, and I didn't used to look this way, says the security guard as he chokes back his sorrow. After the popular 2009 film, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, the mall tried to drum up business by having their security guards surgically altered to look like Kevin James in the movie, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. I volunteered for the surgery because I was excited to look like a character from a major motion picture.
Why are you sad?
Because after the surgery turned me into Paul Blart, Mall Cop, I bought a DVD of Paul Blart, Mall Cop from Borders and watched the movie. And it turns out Paul Blart is a real klutz. The guard grimaces in anger and shame. I thought I was being surgically altered into a dashing hero, but the film depicts Paul Blart, Mall Cop, as a hapless buffoon who has often really bad at his job, and now I'm stuck looking like a portly moron for the rest of my life.
Have you tried embracing being Paul Blart, Mall Cop? Maybe you'll enjoy it.
I tried to embrace being Paul Blart, Mall Cop. For example, sometimes I will trip on purpose or get in an argument with a shoplifter and let them beat me up. Or I will fumble when trying to get a hold of something and drop the thing on the floor. People laugh, but I think they're laughing at me, not with me. It's very demoralizing. The man who is not actually Paul Blart, Mall Cop, sighs in frustration. What's worse is sometimes people don't even notice. One time in 2011, I went to Borders to read the Holy Bible. And while I was reading the Holy Bible, I fell down. But I got back up. A single tear rolls down Paul Blart, Mall Cop, but not the real one's cheek. I'm really trying to make lemonade out of lemons here, but honestly, I couldn't do that all again. I wish I hadn't let surgeons turn me into Paul Blart as part of a marketing campaign.
Have you tried getting surgically altered back to your old self?
The security guard shakes his head. The surgeons say they can't operate on me because Paul Blart is too funny. And every time they see me, they start laughing so hard, they drop their scalpels. The Paul Blart procedure is irreversible.
Maybe I can help you somehow.
I doubt it, says the false Paul Blart. He bends over to theatrically rip his pants open, and he reveals heart-patterned underwear. You give him a sympathetic pat on the back, causing him to let loose an embarrassing audible fart, and then continue shopping. There are many more adventures of Lin-Manuel Miranda at Walmart. But he will keep going with a farewell song he wrote to the coffee barista.
Coffee is the black madness juice. Drink it, go nuts with power. Your brain will pop loose as you stay awake for hour after hour. Espresso tastes like sour dirt, like mud from a witch's trash heap. If I don't drink it, my head hurts and I can peacefully fall asleep. Coffee, espresso, cappuccino, me oh my. I will drink that sludge until it fills me. I'm going to gulp coffee till I die because the blood in my body is entirely coffee.
All right. This might be to be continued. I'm pretty impressed at your... Wait.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Hey, Sam.
Hey. What did I miss?
Oh, quite a lot. And you woke up. You woke up just in time. Just in time to call someone you love.
I'm going to call someone I love? So...
For the final thing of this podcast. All
right. So, as listeners from last week might have heard, we called my friend.
Who's your friend?
My friend Maddie.
Is it your mom?
Not my mom.
Is it your dad?
Not my dad.
A special friend you had when you were a lad.
Definitely.
How old is a lad?
I mean, I was 17 when I met her. Is that lad?
Well, am I still a lad?
I don't think you're a lad.
Wee little lad.
Yeah, no, we're big boys now. I wasn't making fun of us for being fat. I was saying we're adults. Alright. So Maddie, last week, ignored my phone calls. And then...
Do it again.
Begged me.
Do it again.
To let her redeem herself. So here we are. We're going to call her. Let's see how this goes. Let's see if she actually answers this time, too.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm watching the Shrek
Musical. I told you to be prepared.
I know, but it's not even, like, Shrek the Musical. It's, Shrek Retold, and it's, like, a bunch of different animations where, like, Shrek is... And it's a bunch of, like, random animations, like, thrown in there, and it's so funny.
Yep,
you gotta watch it. Anyways, what's up?
Hey, Maddie.
This is the segment called Call Someone You Love.
People don't usually get to do it twice.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I know. Am I redeeming myself?
We'll see about that.
Have I been successful?
We don't know yet. What? But are you drinking anything right now?
Am I drinking anything?
Yeah. Is there liquid near you?
There is some inside. Give me here.
Inside what?
I was in my friend's room. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Sean, can you hand me my drink? This is important. Thank you. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Wow. This is quite an adventure.
Okay. Ready? I have my drink.
Okay.
Are you drinking anything?
I am drinking something.
What are you drinking? What is your family-friendly drink?
It is family-friendly. I almost said family-friendly, but anyways. It is called Melon Mayhem, and it's by some weird energy drink, but it's zero sugar.
It's 11:42. Why are you drinking an energy drink?
It's college. Why do you question it?
I'll let you have it. All right, I have another question for you, Madison.
Uh-huh.
What would be the absolute worst name you could name your child?
I would say... Like, you know those, like, stupid, names that people would, like, prank their teachers with to read out loud? So something stupid like bend over or something like that. I think that would be really funny. Like any of them. That All would right. be super unfortunate for them.
Stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Seymour.
Yeah.
Butts.
Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts. what's another one? Like Hugh...
We get the joke. All right, Maddie.
Thank you so much for answering this time, but I love you.
It's funny. It's real funny.
I love that. tonight's been a little...
It was quite something. We redeemed ourselves.
It was chaos.
Well, you weren't here. I redeemed us.
Did you?
Yeah, I brought in a celebrity guest.
Oh, who was it?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And I missed him?
Yes.
I love Into the Heights.
Man, I'm fond of his work on the PBS show Electric Company.
Oh, interesting.
Silent E is a ninja. Silent E is a ninja.
Did he rap while he was here?
He rapped about a couple things.
Oh.
Like, that was...
I'm really upset I missed it.
Most of speaking roles.
Dang.
He didn't say one. Eliza! Though, like... didn't really go.
Wow.
Yeah. Wish, we could get, Jonathan Groff in here.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
Love that man.
Man. A man's man.
A very man's man. He's a king, after all. He's also Kristoff.
Oh. How do you feel about Swedish people? Good furniture, good meatballs?
I was gonna say, the meatballs. I don't actually know if I like Swedish meatballs, but, I like meatballs.
You like the American version of Swedish meatballs?
Yeah. I know I like meatballs, so I probably like Swedish meatballs.
The feeds.
Yeah, yeah.
I like them a lot.
I like their accent. It's a fun one.
You know what the best thing about Sweden is?
What's that?
It's not Switzerland.
I think that's the best thing about everything that isn't Switzerland. Is that it's
not
Switzerland.
You know what the best thing about Switzerland is?
What?
I don't know, but the flag's a big plus. Ayo. Flag's a big plus.
Only people that know flags get that joke. So if you're a flag connoisseur, please write us. Let us know if you want more flag jokes. I'll think of one for the Arizona flag.
The Japanese flag is both the Japanese flag and a pie chart of the country represented on the Japanese flag. The percentage of Japan on the Japanese flag.
Apparently Dylan has a lot of flag jokes that I just didn't know about. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I like that for you. I'm happy for you.
I like you.
Me too. Actually, no, maybe not. I don't know if I like me. I like you. You're my friend.
Oh. This is gonna be a good year. Hope you don't get tired.
I want to smack you so hard for that one.
That one I wasn't even preparing. It just came naturally.
That was funny, though. That was funny. You know, honestly, I'm really surprised that, like, Dr. V hasn't said that in class yet. I'm surprised I've just never heard that come from his mouth before. But it was good. It was funny. Like...
okay, now you're just giving me pity.
No, I thought it was funny. It was terrible, but it was funny.
Sam,
yeah.
What's something you have strong opinions on?
Beta fish.
I don't know if we want to do that one again. We can do it for the podcast. You could be a little bit more mean on the podcast.
Beta fish.
So, welcome to a segment I like to call Sam Rants.
Beta fish should not be in 1 gallon tanks.
How big?
5 gallons,
five,
minimum.
Five?
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy them in a little
That's
cup.
That's a lot of water for one fish.
Yeah. So, don't you like to have a lot of room? Or do you just want to go sleep in a closet 24/7? Do you want to live your life just in a closet or in a bathroom stall? No, you
but,
don't.
Well,
no,
okay.
No,
no,
you don't.
Hey, If I lived in like the square, if I lived in a 1x1 square foot box, and then I was moved to a closet, my perspective would be like, oh, so much room.
Yeah, but the thing with that is fish get depressed. Yeah, it's not just humans. Fish get depressed too. So much so that if you make a beta life so miserable that it will literally jump out of its tank to kill itself because it hates its life so much. You need to have filtration. You need to have water temperature regulation. You need to have lots of space for your beta fish and not put any other fish in there because your beta will fight it. And win.
What if it doesn't win?
Well, then you've probably got a pretty big fish in there. And if you've got a big enough fish to beat up a beta, then it also should not be in a 5-gallon tank or a 1-gallon tank.
It was just
tank.
The stronger beta, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean...
Beta, fish.
Oh, gross. Beta... Yeah, betas will fight. One of them will win. I don't know if it's yours, but don't put
them
in a
they'll fight their reflections.
Yeah, they're really cool, and they're really
so,
pretty.
How much... So, you're telling me if I get $10 for my birthday, I shouldn't go buy a beta?
No. And you definitely... No, you definitely also should not, as a college student, think, I'm going to get a fun fish, and then not take care of it properly so it dies. Kehlani, this isn't calling you out. If you're listening, this is not a call out to Kehlani.
She doesn't listen to
this. Oh, good.
Are you kidding me? You think people listen to this stuff? No, you're talking to a microphone for nothing.
Hey.
We actually had 21 listeners
this week.
Did we really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. That's also terrifying.
I'm very happy for them to hear the conclusion of the owl joke.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We were going to do an owl segment.
No, that's at the beginning.
No, but we were going to do another one, I thought. Now that the owls are gone, Sam.
Yeah, there's no more owls.
Like, Tootsie Roll Pops, they got Mr. Turtle. Like, that was their original.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, they can do that. But, like, I remember what it was. I was going to ask you what we're going to replace owls with in something. I don't know.
Winnie the Pooh?
No.
No.
That's like, I don't think they're making any more Winnie the Poohs. And if they did, it's just like, oh, it's an owl. It's like, what's an owl? And, well, son, let me tell
they're
you.
They're extinct. That's all you need to know. But they taste real good. Don't forget to buy Room 107 Owl Jerky.
Owl Jerky. Eli was telling me a joke the other day. Have you seen Ice Age? First movie I saw in theaters.
What?
Ice Age.
That's not the movie you said earlier today.
That's the first movie I saw with my dad in theaters.
Oh. I wouldn't think of those as two distinctive...
Did we see an Ice Age VHS tape
No,
today?
But like...
If we did, I would have said, hey, that's the first movie.
Well, like, because when I think of movies, I'm not like, this is the first movie I watched in theaters. This is the first one that I watched with my sister. This is the first one that I watched with Jules down the street. Like, I mean, I guess it's your dad.
Anyways.
You love your dad.
But Ice Age.
Yeah.
Eli was saying that there's a really relatable scene in there with the dodos, and because we're talking about birds that are going extinct.
Yeah.
He said, ha 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 ha. He said, we're in Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of females is dwindling.
Yeah.
There's a scene where the dodos are, one of them falls off a cliff and they go, well, there goes the last female. And Eli's like, he was like, huh, I just can't wait until the last girl gets engaged. And the rest of the guys just go, well,
there goes the last female.
And you can either wait a year, you can wait for someone to break up, wait a year for new freshmen, or
look,
sabotage a relationship.
Look, waiting for new freshmen just won't work for me.
Well, yeah, they're young.
And
we're getting old.
I'm a freshman right now.
We're both... I'm single.
Yeah, we're single.
No, me, Dylan Marshall, single. If you put two people out there, that's too much for one podcast. Dylan Marshall, single.
Go for him, ladies. He's a catch.
And a half.
As a 22-year-old freshman, the freshman class right now is a little young for me. So by the time I'm a 23-year-old sophomore... I'm just going to have to start looking elsewhere for relationships.
Wow. You have to go abroad. Exit the campus.
I barely exit my room at this point. I really don't know how I plan on getting into a relationship.
Hey, those of you that aren't on campus and are... What's your lowest age?
18 if we were friends already, 20 otherwise.
You heard him, folks. Hit up 107alternativefacts@gmail.com with your Bumble profile.
Dylan's the catch. I'm fine with being single.
Either of us. Either. Specify, though.
Yeah. Don't
please,
do...
Don't just... Don't leave... Name yourself and name who it's for.
Also, I'm going to retract my earlier statement. Just 20 and above. I don't... Even if we're friends, 20 is my limit.
DM our Instagram at 107... Room 107.
Yeah.
Podcast. How
I'm hot.
Do people connect with us? I can turn down the temperature.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. It's 71 degrees in here. It's reasonable.
Do we connect with people otherwise? I don't think
it's,
we do.
It's really just the email and...
Mm-hmm.
Instagram. We have a Facebook page now, but I don't know.
What?
Yeah. It's just the Instagram made a Facebook page.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I say...
Mark Stevens likes it. And Dave DeVolt.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
They're nice. They're supporting us.
If anything, I say our next building block is Twitter.
Twitter. I'm not good with Twitter. You can post funny things.
Oh, no. Your tweets are so much funnier.
I wonder if where it's not my face, if I'd have an easier time tweeting.
Oh, probably. It takes me literally like 3 months to think of a funny tweet.
It might be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just... So we're going to try tweeting stuff for a little while without followers. And then we're all of a sudden going to ask for followers. And if we're funny. If we think we're funny, we'll ask for followers. If we think we're not funny, we'll probably still ask for followers because I'm conceited and I want people to give me internet appreciations. Dylan's happy
with
whatever.
I like that. No, you heard my... We were listening to one of the earlier episodes. Do you remember what I said? I said, don't bully on me on the internet.
Oh,
I will
this.
Quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
And you're still here.
Oh, jeez.
Are you creating us a Twitter?
No.
Oh, dang it.
I'm trying to do a send-off bit.
Interesting.
Oh, welcome back, Lynn! And the person who plays Burr? Do you know his name? Sorry, sir.
Sorry to the guy who plays Burr.
I'm sorry, Mr. Aaron Burr, sir. You punched the Burr, sir.
That's a good song.
I can't do this.
Oh, you have to.
I can't do this. After the war, I went back to New York. I finished up my studies and I practiced law.
I practiced law, but worked next door.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. I don't remember how this goes. Now to account for this rise to the top. Man, this man is...
Stop! Gentlemen of the jury, I'm curious, bear with me. Are you aware that we're making history? This is the first murder trial in our brand new nation. The liberty behind liberation.
Monster!
I intend to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt with my assistant counsel.
Co-counsel Hamilton, sit down. Our client Levi Weeks is innocent. Call your first witness. That's all you have to say.
One more thing.
Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Soon
that attitude will mean you're doomed.
Why do you write like you're running out of time? Why do you write like you're running out of time? Write and write like you're running out of time. Every day you fight like you're running out of time. Every day you fight like you're running out of time.
keep on fighting in the meantime.
Now stop!
Corruption's such an old song that we can sing along in harmony, and nowhere is it stronger than in Albany. The colony's economy increasingly stalling, and honestly with the... That's why public service seems to be calling me.
He's just non-stop.
I practiced the law, I practically perfected it. I've seen injustice in the world and I've corrected it. Now for a strong central democracy. If not, then I'll be Socrates throwing verbal rocks at the mediocrities.
Hamilton at the Constitution Convention.
I was chosen for the Constitutional Convention.
There's a New York junior delegate.
Now what I'm going to say may sound indelicate.
I don't know how this goes anymore. I really picked a song that I thought I knew a little bit of, and I don't know any of it. Alexander?
Aaron Burr, sir.
Well, it's the middle of the night.
Can we confer, sir?
Is this a legal matter?
Yes, and it's important to me.
What do you need?
Burr, you're a better lawyer than me.
Okay.
I know I talk too much. I'm abrasive. You're incredible in court. I don't know that word. Persuasive. My client needs a strong defense. You're the solution.
Succeed.
Probably.
Who's your client?
The new U.S. Constitution.
No.
Hear me out.
No way.
A series of essays anonymously published defending the document to the public.
No one will read it.
I disagree.
And if it fails?
Burr, that's why we need it.
The Constitution's a mess.
So it needs amendments.
It's full of contradictions.
So is independence. We have to start somewhere.
No, no way.
You're making a mistake.
Good night.
Hey. What are you waiting for? What do you stall for?
What?
We won the war. What was it all for? Do you support the Constitution?
Of course.
Then defend it!
And what if you're backing the wrong horse?
Burr, we studied and we fought and we killed for the notion of a nation we now get to build. For once in your life, take a stand with pride. I don't understand how you stand to the side.
Yep. And this is where...
Eliza!
Angelica!
And Peggy!
Well,
that was...
You know, I had fun.
I also had fun.
I feel like we might start losing viewers if we keep doing songs. But it's something Noah would never let me do. We did it a couple times, and he's like, I don't think people like it.
You know, if they don't like it, then we'll just find a crowd that likes it. Also, how could they not like my Lin-Manuel Miranda impression? That was top tier.
Impression? Sorry, sir.
Yeah, Lin's not here.
He meant, like, first impressions. They're hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye, Lin.
See you for coffee on Tuesday. Bye. You tried to offend my guest.
Well, maybe you should have actually talked more instead of rapping at us the whole time.
He's performing a song like we're on Letterman or something. I don't know.
Either way.
All right. Well, at that time, it is the time when I'm going to edit this podcast and put it out.
Gotta go!
Goodbye! This is Dylan Marshall and Sam Paddock, and stay tuned for future episodes. I got a really good one planned for next week.
Are we doing next
Yeah,
week?
We're doing... We're,
cool,
well,
cool.
We have to do it weekly, duh.
Well,
but the one. The
yeah,
one.
The one.
Yeah, I'll write scripts this weekend.
Sweet.
Yep. All right. Break! Thank you.